All right, I'm gonna be honest. I've been warned not to talk about this. Several strikes on my channel, risking it all for this. Honestly, we just have to talk about it. All right. Hopefully this video doesn't get taken down right away. Remember, you can watch the uncensored content over on Patreon. Get over to Backstage. All the links are in the description, okay? Or just go to theinfinitecup.com because this one's not going to last, guys. So you know what's happened in the last 2 years, right? This COVID, this Omicron, this new experience that we have, right? You know where I stand on this, right? And I don't want this video, this podcast to get taken down. So remember, these words are censored. You got to get to the uncensored content and uncensored interviews, okay, over on Patreon. Now, listen, we have COVID. We are experiencing war. We are experiencing economical changes, right? Food shortages, whatever you want to call this. Let's just call it change. Let's call it something that is happening that is not within our realm of control. Let's just call it that, right? And we can all agree right there without getting any further. Now, we have these three major, major things happening within 1 year. Now, let's look at it from the cabal, the matrix, from that perspective, right? They're throwing COVID. They're throwing everything. We got world war. We got economical changes, food changes. And this is just the beginning, right? The real question is, what is next? We have the metaverse. We have this digital agenda. We have this complete change of our reality. And what is going to happen next? You see, it doesn't matter whether you want to get all New World Order on me or think about conspiracies or this and that. Again, we've all experienced dramatic changes within the last 2 years. It doesn't matter what team you're on, red or blue or what political field or this sector or that sector. None of that matters anymore. All of that is a thing of the past. You see, what is truly going to happen next? Because now we all know, right? There is no longer an if. It is only a when. People like Bill Gates said it himself. We're not even talking about theories anymore. This is fact. Now, what are you going to do about it? Because remember, this has nothing to do with fear. If you have any sort of fear in your system right now, when you think about these concepts, remember that it's only because you've let your control go to these leaders, to these big 1% leaders that own Amazon, that own, you know, Tesla and these bigger corporations, right? All of these things are happening as the puzzle pieces move together. And here we are experiencing it on the consumer level as it trickles down to us. Because make no mistake, you and I are the ones that feel it the most as all of their decisions roll on down to what you and I experience as our day-to-day life. So remember, it's not if, it's when. So what does that look like? And what are you prepared to do in your life to actually achieve something that you want instead of achieving and just obeying basically to whatever they want? Right? It comes back down to basic freedom, basic rights, basic humanitarian principles at this point. I'm not even talking about organic food. I'm talking about simple food, clean food. I'm talking about simple, clean access to water, healthy nutrition, right? Nature, having the ability to not get caught into the metaverse and not have to go to some digital office or some digital school or space and actually have a taste of real life. I don't know if it's just me getting older and getting past, you know, into my 30s or what, but I just feel like a really old soul and a really old man, because at the end of the day, like, that does not sound attractive to anybody, right? That just understands nature or understands a real reality in that sense of something that is actually reality versus what I call the artificial reality. Now, again, COVID and these things have ushered in this digital age and ushered in this metaverse, whether we like it or not. You see, so I don't care if I'm this caveman beating on my chest, I start fire, me, do it now. Like, I'd rather be a caveman, honestly, in 2022 and 2023 moving forward, because it doesn't look pretty, you know. And again, this is not to be fear-based. I'm just spitting it to you straight, and that's all I can do is be honest with you. And a lot of people don't like me for my radical honesty, but guess what? This is the real talk. This is what's happening. Why do you think I've built such a beautiful oasis in nature? Why do you think I spend so much time in the jungle and just living in the forest? Because I want to be in tune with a rhythm that is actually in tune with my own biological clock. That artificial rhythm, that artificial reality is never going to be in tune with your real biological clock. Your sleep, your diet, your food intake, your digestion, you see, your hormones, all of these things are going to get thrown off even more the dis-ease, right? Diabetes, autism. I mean, I could go on and on. You see, these are man-made problems. These are modern problems, and they require a natural solution. And that solution is nature. And that solution is getting back into our natural diet, our natural health, fruits and vegetables, loving the earth, getting all of these concepts and ideas from about 100 years ago. This is nothing fancy, people. This is nothing new at all. This is actually something very ancient and old. We just got caught up into this modern 3D thing and got sold on consumerism through the colonial industrial agenda. And here we are, unfortunately, picking up the pieces of what's left. All right? So I'm here to pick up those pieces with you and build what we would call New Earth and build this 5D consciousness and manifest ascension, manifest this beautiful thing and call it heaven on earth, call it 5D, call it New Earth. I don't care what you call it. You and I are the ones that have to do this. Listen to the roosters, listen to the chickens all around me. There's beautiful animals. There's food growing behind me. I'm looking at some fruit trees. I just planted some more bananas. I got citrus trees all around me. Like, think about food. Think about water. Think about animals. Think about what we can do to live in this more of a homeostasis, right? More of a harmony with Pachamama instead of getting caught in those older delusions and suffering and suffering and continuing to pass that generational ancestral trauma on, which is so unnecessary, right? Let's actually do something different. Right? That's your homework. That's my calling out to each and every one of you that are listening right now. All my fellow light workers, chosen ones, everybody here that is actually feeling this. If this resonates with you, we got to take it to the next level. We got to push ourselves. I know it's uncomfortable. I know you can do it though. You see, I wouldn't be asking you if you couldn't do it. Right? So I'm all in for 5D. I know you are too. I know there's a big push for this ascension because that darkness, they're never going to win. Remember that. The light will always prevail. Remember, we're all here doing this together. We're all experiencing it. Even though if it's not the popular thing on social media or you don't see it on the TV or nobody's going to talk about it on some movie or anything, because this is going to happen underground. Remember, the revolution will not be televised. All right. So keep persevering. Keep pushing, you see, and expanding through that darkness because that's the only way to the light. Until next time, guys, infinite love, infinite peace. I'm out.